such power. It's raw power.
Dad, what are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Okay, here's the deal. You have 1 month to find jobs or you're out in your asses. I will arrange interviews for Monday and you will go!
Dad, why are you talking to me like this? I'm your son.
I'm not buying that crap anymore.
You yelled rape at the top of your lungs.
Mom, I honestly thought I was going to be raped for a second. He had the craziest look in his eyes, and at one point he said, let's get it on.
That was about the fighting. See? I'm so not a raper.
All right, that's it.
You two guys leave me no choice. No television for a week.
What?
We are so serious, guys.
They're high. Are you out of your minds?
Goes in Robert's wall safe,
God.
And it's going to stay there.
No.
Okay.
This house is a prison.
Well, hello and welcome. This is the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 17.
Woo!
In what is going to be a long and drawn-out series. Of course, this is the show that drops bombs of awesome into your ear holes. And that was a little loud. Sorry about that, guys. We have a great show planned for you today. Kind of pseudo-planned, I guess. We've got the Masters of baiting, the guys that are responsible. Oh yeah, they can hear you laugh now. Yeah, you guys are on. sorry to call you the masters of baiting. I don't know. Yeah, baiting what you say? Prostitutes on Aurora.
Fish.
Yeah.
I'm a fisher.
Fish. Yeah. Wide mouth bass.
Put me in a lake.
Rainbow trout.
Yeah.
River rough food is my favorite food.
The purveyors, the creators of a great podcast called Planned Brotherhood are here with me today. We've got PJ over in the right corner and Nick on the left. How's it going, guys?
Good. I thought you were going to call me Andy.
Yeah, I almost did, actually.
Who do you think outweighs who? That's what I want.
Well, we got the ring set up in the TV room, and we can battle that a little bit later.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah,
I am ready to rumble.
Yeah, I'll have to download a little a bell sound drop though before we do that. But thank you guys for coming on. This is a huge pleasure because I'm a
thank you for having us. I'm gonna go ahead and cut off your thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I want to say it's my pleasure.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we like I said before, like I had this whole plan of doing this show. And then that plan flew out the window once the laziness kicked in, which was about it was like 5 minutes after I was thinking about planning something for the show, and then the laziness kicked in. I was like, you know, these guys have been doing imaginary radio for 2 years now.
It's old hat for us, and we prefer unstructured.
Yeah. But you guys do a really good show.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you. I'm stoked to be here.
I did want to ask you guys, what's the song that you guys have playing? Is that Daniel Johnston?
It is indeed. We probably shouldn't say that too loud in case his lawyer's ears are hurt. But Daniel Johnston, Happy Time.
I don't think that guy can hire him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't even drool all over.
He's still alive, right?
He's alive and drooling. I think he's
his most recent tour, Alive and Drooling.
I think he's like honestly in a band with some high school. At least according to that documentary.
That documentary. How sad was that shit?
Dude, that is weirdly enough. That's one of those movies I love to fall asleep to. Nick disagrees with me on falling asleep to depressing shit, but give me that or There Will Be Blood or something like that. And
yeah,
I don't know how you do it. I sleep like a baby.
You really want to dream about Plainview for 6 hours?
I want to.
That voice will get in your head.
I'd rather dream about Daniel Johnston. I keep making my microphone lower.
I know. I was just going to say that. It's like, that's not working out for you. Whatever all you're right. doing right now is not working.
I thought it was a bit. I was waiting for the payoff.
Yeah. That's what this whole show is about. Is making your microphone smaller and smaller and smaller until you can't hear yourself anymore. That's kind of what we've based ourselves off of.
I want to see dubs fly out of it at the end.
Or maybe like a like paper flowers kind of pop out, like some sort of really shitty magic trick. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. Like I said, I'm a big fan. And you guys have been doing your podcast for about 2 years now. You just told me that you just did episode 116, right?
Yeah, that's the one that just dropped.
Right,
or
right.
Or plopped.
And I did. I listened to that. You guys just put that up just, what, a couple days ago?
Technically, it should have been up a couple of days ago. But,
right.
It's up. Would it be weird if I took off my microphones? Does that bother anybody?
Headphones, you mean?
Yeah, my headphones.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Turn off. That's my fine. Microphone. That's fine.
Probably better for the listener. But
oh yeah, I like this idea.
No, it should have come up on Wednesday, but Nick edits now, so it came up last night, which is Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I have not heard that one then.
No. Look forward to it. Episode 116, Local Needs. We just came here to plug.
Oh yeah,
is that cool?
Well, that, totally, because that's what I'm going to do on your podcast when you invite me.
I was going to wait until the end of the show, see how it went, but of course you're invited. You had a beer waiting for us before we came inside of your house. That
well, that's because I was looking out my window and I saw you guys trying to park the car while smoking a cigarette.
That was the biggest fear while parking the car.
I know he's looking. What I know if, he sees it somewhere.
What if he's looking out his window right now?
Well, see, yeah, Mairead, my wife, has she constantly berates me for being that guy that just stands at the window and watches people down below, you know, because we're on top floor here at Roden Studios.
There's
and.
A view.
Yeah, we got kind of a view, and I forego looking at the actual nice view, and I just look down on the street, and I'm going to be that creepy guy with a tinfoil hat in a couple years, just kind of watching
you're
people.
High enough up to where no one's going to look up and think that you're the creepy guy. You know what I mean? You're basically in a high rise here. You look
right,
like an
they're not going to know I'm the creepy guy, but I am actually the creepy guy.
I do think you're hiding something with your beard. You want to go into that?
I'm so not a
raper. It's called herpes.
I look out the window and see that Vern Funk sign. I love it.
Yes.
I tried to call Vern Funk from the Tacoma phone book once.
I tried to call him from my car horn once. That's a very local reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Honk if you drive by Vern Funk.
I always forget that he's only local.
Yeah. His commercials are so well produced.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest one?
No, I haven't seen it in several years.
It's like they do a rap video.
Oh, God. Of course they do.
Yeah.
And he brings out the most booty girls to dance beside him.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're Tacoma. Isn't that where it's based?
I don't know. He's got like 7 locations now or something like that. Western Washington, guys.
Right.
Check it out.
Right.
This doesn't go worldwide, right? Because I have a good written piece, too.
Well, like I was telling you earlier, for some fucked up reason, we have some listeners outside of the country. We've got one in Paris and one in...
Can I offend them with an accent real quick?
Definitely.
I put myself on the spot. I really...
Do a French accent.
Oh, yeah. I like this idea.
What's that line from Home Alone?
Wow. Oh, God.
No, I need to hear it now. You don't have that?
Right? Talking about the Hope Davis line? I'm sorry, man. There's nothing I can do.
That is not at all what I was talking about.
She played a ticket agent. I quoted that movie to my wife the other day, and she couldn't get it. Hey, guys, what movie is this from? My wife's already got earrings, a whole box of them, dangly ones.
That is the most obscure Home Alone reference you could pull.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure if you were actually still talking about Home Alone.
That was one of those movies, though. I'm sure you have some that, like, we had on VHS as kids.
Oh, yeah.
And it just became our religion outside of our actual religion.
Right. Well, because, I mean, it just spoke to your child's soul.
Yeah, but there were shittier ones that we were also obsessed with.
Yeah.
The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That probably didn't hold up. That was good. I had that on VHS. Yeah.
I remember always wanting to call the pizza guy and saying, if there's anchovies on there. Or to tell him to drop it down the sewer across the street.
Yeah, just drop it in the manhole, the sewer manhole in the middle of the road.
We never owned Secret of the Ooze, but I always wish we did.
Secret of the Ooze, is that... Number two?
That's
or?
Number two.
That was number two.
And then the third one, they were samurais. And then one of the turtles gave a kid mouth to mouth, and I felt really uncomfortable in the
theater. Third one was the time travel one. They went back in time to like...
To samurai times.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think I was probably a little bit too old. And
we're the same age.
Yeah, I know. Nick, you probably were a little too old when you went and saw that in theaters,
we
too.
We can talk all about my stunted growth. I don't know if this is still the intro or not.
You can't see this on your computer at home, but Nick is actually only 3 feet tall.
Most people can tell by my voice. It's weird.
Right. Well, speaking of voices, when you guys first got here, I was like, okay, who belongs to what voice?
Right.
Because, you know, like I said, I've been
listening
to your
show. Do we strike
you
as sounding similar? Because we've gotten that.
No.
Via email sometimes.
No, not at all. I don't think so at all. I think you guys...
I'm PJ.
I have the nasally voice for sure. I got a whole box of voices, nasally ones.
You can do a great impression of anybody who has a nasally voice. Like Gerard Depardieu or something like that.
Is he nasally?
I don't know. He just did his French
he's Aaron's impersonation. French
yeah.
Talks to him all the time on the phone.
How's it going, Gerard? I'm actually a stalker. I'm actually a stalker. So speaking of movies, you guys just went and saw...
let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do a great lead-in here.
But I feel bad because you haven't seen the movie that we're about to launch into our opinions of.
Well, and like I told you when you said that before, I don't give a shit because I'm not going to see it in the fucking theaters anyway. And then I'm totally going to forget everything that you told me about it once it comes out.
It's a riveting story.
Obviously, we're talking about A-Team, guys.
A-Team.
Jump into it.
If there's a dollar theater in your town...
Quentin Rampage Jackson is on the rise.
So you guys went and just saw The Social Network.
Not together.
The movie about
Thanks
Facebook.
For making that clear, PJ. Right.
We held hands and sat right next to each other. Yeah,
We both saw it over the weekend, and I found it to be pretty amazing.
You thought it was good?
Yeah, I wish my life was scored by Trent Reznor now.
Is that who did the score?
Are you kidding me?
What's with getting those weird rockers like Joni Resnick doing There Will Be Blood?
I don't know.
Wait, who is Joni Resnick?
Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh,
I think it's
fuck that guy.
He did the score for There Will Be Blood. It's great.
Did he?
He
really?
He did.
Yeah, he did the whole thing.
No way. Is that accurate? Do we have internet access?
He might have won.
Yeah,
an
we
Oscar
got internet. So
I really don't want you.
Yeah, I think he might.
I don't want you to be right. I don't want Google to confirm this.
Oh, he did it, man. He did it. I think he's John Resnick now, but yeah, he did it.
Is his hair still as goofy as it was in 1998?
Oh, it probably
he
is.
He doesn't make a cameo. Yeah. It's not the Back to the Future trilogy. Huey Lewis, I mean, Johnny Resnick's not going to show up to judge a dance competition.
You really bailed on yourself.
I couldn't remember never mind. It doesn't matter, guys.
I think it's interesting that the Goo Goo Dolls guy does not have a cameo in There Will Be Blood, yet Paul F. Tompkins does.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially it's a cameo, right? Does he have a line?
I think he has a line, but you don't see his face.
We're talking about The Social Network still, right?
Yeah. What are you guys talking about, actually?
This is what our show is. Come join us. Planned Brotherhood. We don't even have a website.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with that? You guys need a website. You guys need an actual website.
It got taken from us. Isn't that the long and short of it?
Yeah. Well, we'll get into this a little bit. I guess we do have one talking point. But yeah, Planned Parenthood are a bunch of bitches. And we let the domain lapse and then they took it over. And we've
really?
Just been too lazy to create our own blog.
Yeah, we think they took it over. Someone took it.
Yeah. We'll actually hit on that a little bit later. Let's get back to The Social Network. Right. So, Nick, you actually liked the movie. You enjoyed it.
You seem so surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm just saying.
Well, I object to people calling it the Facebook movie. I'm the fourth podcaster to go on this rant. But it's really not about Facebook so much as it's about social status in general.
I'm comfortable calling it the Facebook movie. It's about the creation of Facebook.
But it's more about the backstabbing. You wouldn't think, I just don't want you to go in thinking a movie about Facebook, do they do CGI for the Farmville segment? I'm a joke maker. Although there is some CGI in there.
Yeah, they did CGI for this movie?
It's David Fincher.
Inappropriate CGI.
Oh
David
my God.
Fincher, I don't know, he has to do CGI or something like that.
Like they just did some like CGI tits on...
it's like outside in the cold, breath coming out of the mouth.
Oh God.
CGI.
Titanic already mastered that years ago.
Right.
They put them in cold water. It was freezing.
That was really out in the middle of the Atlantic. You didn't know that? Yeah.
I really did enjoy the movie, though. I thought it was, and I think P.J. disagrees with me, but Eisenberg's best performance.
I would disagree with that right now, even though I haven't seen it. Yeah, Zombieland, come on.
Zombieland is a lot of fun. Squid and the Whale is an excellent movie.
Oh, that's right. He was in Squid and the Whale.
I think that's got to be his best. But yeah, he was really good in Zombieland too. And I don't know, maybe the character in The Social Network wasn't as likable. I still thought he was great.
Zuckerberg is definitely an unlikable asshole.
So
they
wait
made
a
that
minute.
Clear
you,
in the first scene.
Like you guys, we talked about this a little bit before the we started the show.
We should have had the mics out on the porch. I just realized.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all of our best conversations took place out back. So do you guys think that that he definitely, this whole like $100 million donation to the new
You're talking about his Oprah appearance?
Yes, his Oprah appearance.
It seemed like pretty convenient timing. I think it literally premiered in L.A. and New York the day he was on Oprah.
Yeah, I think there's no denying the timing. There's reports that, like, oh, he was going to... I never watched the interview, but I heard that Oprah said on there, like, I heard from Gail King, my best friend, that... she was like, oh, you were going to do this anonymously, right? But then, yeah. Right,
but then I got in touch. Yeah, Oprah said that she got in touch with him and, like, talked him into,
but he,
like,
donated it in Facebook stock. Like, who do they think was doing that? Yeah. I mean, it was timed out. I think he wants to appear mad about the movie, but...
I feel bad that I haven't seen the clip either, but did she... She had to have asked him questions about his response to the movie, right?
I haven't seen it. Again, I read that. Like,
let's cross this one off the list then.
Yeah.
Or take a break
what
and watch it.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Everybody else that has seen it is pulling their hair out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm all secondhand information.
Well, see, that's what the whole point of the airraid.net podcast is, that we don't have our facts straight. I've stated that before, and I stand by that statement.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No. So you could, like, Thomas Jefferson, he wasn't actually, he was the inventor of the DeLorean, actually, you know? I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
He went to jail for coke, right?
Yeah.
I am
right.
Writing down that false fact.
He's actually my neighbor. Well, so should we go and see this movie then, or...
PD, you haven't really spoken.
I really liked it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. It made me feel very frustrated. And what I mean by that is getting in the feel of the characters, or getting in their mindset where they're like, oh my God, this thing is about to make somebody a shitload of money.
Right.
And not even like I'm getting fucked out of it. Like, before that would happen, it was like, what if I get fucked by this? Like, just the idea. It hasn't made any money yet or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And this panic sets in that, like, I'm going to miss out on all this money. And here's the reasons why I think I should get some of it.
So, wait a minute. You're talking about, like, the guys that actually had the idea? Like, because the movie surmises that he stole the idea from somebody else.
Not necessarily. Right? I think it leaves it pretty ambiguous.
But there were definitely guys who felt like Zuckerberg stole his idea. But also there was...
Well, in True Life, somebody got a settlement. Two guys got a settlement of $50 million. Dollars.
Yeah, big time.
Spoiler alert, the movie ends with settlements. Like, we're watching... I'm sorry for anybody that hasn't seen it.
Wait a minute. Spoiler alert, that's the fucking end of the movie, man.
Yeah, I know.
I guess we see it coming, but, like, so much of the movie...
It's a pretty big spoiler there.
It's based around these two depositions. And then at the end, it's like, we're just going to settle out of court. And that's the movie.
Right.
Still loved it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, loved it. There's lots of in-between stuff. For those of you worried, there is some in-between watching. Anyway,
and there's some big laughs in that movie that I didn't necessarily expect to see.
Yeah,
really?
There's a lot
yeah.
of... But
any nudity? Is there any nudity?
It's PG-13, which I didn't know until I went in. So
yeah.
There was one obvious...
You wouldn't have paid that much to go see it in the theater if you knew.
I would have been a lot less excited than I was going in. But I wasn't let down. But what I mean by the frustration is, imagine, Aaron, that your wife, who would
thanks for not calling me Andy,
who would never do this, like, files for separation from you or something like that. Or no, let's say that, like, you want to leave. I know
you're putting this in a dark place.
Let's say, Aaron,
holy
that
crap,
my
dude.
Wife wants to leave.
It's getting very
me.
Depressed over here.
This is much more realistic. My wife wants to leave. Me. So we're filing for legal separation, and I'm like, yeah, fuck you, I hate you, get out of my life, I never want to talk to you again. Then she hits the lotto. For like $500 million.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm just going to be like, no, we're still married. We're still... Like, a second ago, all I wanted to think about was how I want her completely out of my life. But now that I know she's worth all this money, it's everything I can think of.
All of a sudden,
I get a chunk of
it. All of a sudden, you're in love with her again because it's going through your mind. It's like, well, now we can afford the liposuction.
Yeah.
We can afford the fake boobs.
We can make you
the
an
chin
enjoyable
lift.
Person. I mean.
We can basically buy you a new personality.
We can make you fun to be around.
No offense to your wife. Oh, God. You know, if she listens
to
this.
She knows. She knows.
She is a surprise guest. Do we have a fourth mic?
Right. And she's behind curtain number two. Jesus Christ. So that's a good question. Does your wife actually listen to your show?
Not anymore, I don't think.
Really?
She had to have been.
She did
ago.
For the first couple months that you guys were doing it. And then she was like,
yeah,
wow,
I think so. She would listen to it. Like, she works in an office. She's got a lot of downtime. That downtime, I think, ultimately
is filled with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. I think ultimately, like,
I remember that episode.
Oh, you got to hear PJ soon. Yeah.
If she wants to hear Nick and I talk, she can hear that any time of the day.
I don't think she ever does.
Want to hear us talk?
I feel like an inconvenience every time I go over there.
She enjoys your company.
Thank you.
She doesn't.
So, I mean, you guys do talk a lot about family.
You could have just stopped and talked a lot.
Yeah. You guys do. You focus quite a bit on, like, family stories.
Yeah.
Things of that nature, because you guys are actually brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the whole thing started when maybe you don't have the same day in your mind, Nick, but it was like a party we went to with my friend Har. Shout out.
name dropper.
I'll go one further. Episode 34, I think he was a guest on, playing Brotherhood.
Yeah, good call. We were at some party at a friend of his house, and Nick and I sat in the corner the whole time, just talking about, I hate mom, I hate dad, this is why, I hate the religion we were raised. And, we're not sociable. We talk to each other. But weirdly, this day, there was a lot of pot being smoked, and people...
Are we allowed to say that?
Yes, you are.
Can we say that? Yeah. People were kind of like coming over and just listening and laughing. And it almost seemed like we were kind of putting on a show at the end. And then later on...
Really?
And then a guy who I know does a terrible pod... Or used to do a terrible podcast. And so it was always
like... Let's give him a proper shout out.
it was always like we could... you know, we could do something with this. There's this podcasting thing now. And then we heard this guy's and we're like, we got to blow this guy out of the water.
He had a movie-themed podcast. And originally that was the idea. We'll talk about movies.
Right.
But as the idea started to form, we realized we'd rather bash our own parents and then make it available to the internet. But that's not what it always is.
Yeah.
We literally do talk about farts and dicks.
Once people like
the... Which is a great... I mean, that's the great subject. Great
subject. Have you format. Heard the Fart and Dick Show? It's one of my favorites.
They do a good format. They got some killer sound drops. It was just like... friends of mine, like with...
What was that?
What the hell is that? What's that
I
noise?
Thought it was a sound drop.
Someone just blew up Vern Fong.
There's a huge mushroom cloud out in the distance. What the fuck was that sound?
If there's one show I could live, it would be Jericho.
Jericho. You just love post-apocalism?
Yeah. And Skeet Ulrich.
And Skeet Ulrich.
I want him right at my side.
Speaking of Skeet Ulrich, we just we had a big family get-together here at Roden Studios last night. And by the end of the night, you know, we were just... you know, totally ready for bed. And we turned on the TV to find the new Law & Order.
Lola is what people are calling it.
LNOLA.
Yeah. And Skeet Ulrich is on.
Yeah.
I cannot say that I'm a huge fan of that guy.
Have you ever been, though?
Not really. He was good in...
Don't say Scream, please.
In Blue Streak.
Chill Factor.
Chill Factor. Blue Streak. Chill Factor. Same fucking thing. Yeah, really. One was about hockey. One was about...
A runaway ice cream truck. Wasn't that it? Yeah.
Well, it had like a fusion reactor in it, I think, is what it had.
Called Elvis.
Yeah.
Write down Speed 2. We're going to talk about Speed 2 next.
Hey, guys, what do you think happened when someone stole that nuclear weapon? Everyone in the script said Elvis has left the building.
How many Houston do we have a problem? I mixed my question with my joke.
He was good in The Newton Boys, I thought. Scream.
The Newton Boys? Was he in The Newton Boys?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
You know who directed that?
Yeah, Dazed and Confused guy.
Yeah.
He has Linklater. Yeah. Linklater. There you go.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, Ethan Hawke's in that. I can't believe it.
Oh, Richard directed that?
Yeah.
You're on a first-name basis?
Yeah. Old you know, old...
Dickie
old
Lee.
Dick. Yeah.
Tell us some stories about being on the set of Before Sunset.
It was really shitty. Everybody was doing coke. It was just, you know, it was just...
Yeah, that movie is so fast-paced. I had to imagine coke was going on.
Weirdly, Run Lola Run was the most subdued set I've ever
right,
been.
Right. Everybody was really quiet and polite.
Everyone's taking their downers.
Yeah. The girl with the pink hair was just so kind.
I was like, what is this, crank?
She was giving hand jobs and blow jobs to anybody who asked. And it was just, you know, it was wonderful. Man. What the fuck is that noise?
Oh, okay. So that's not a sound drop.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think, like, maybe our floor is starting to give positive way. I'm not sure.
You do have cats in here, right?
Yeah, we've got 8.
They're not responsible for this?
They probably are.
I'm just looking for another excuse to punch it. I don't know why. Right, I'm not usually this guy.
No, I told you before the show started that you can punch our cats, and please do.
Oh, was that before the show?
Hit them as hard as you can. Was that...
Was that a callback that won't make sense to me?
Yeah, no, not at all. That's also part of what we do here at Air Raid. We make sure that nobody knows what we're talking about.
I love that format.
Yeah, yeah. So back to your guys' podcast. You do, like I said, you talk about family a lot. Mm-hmm. So once you started this thing, this was what, 2 years ago or so?
A little over, yeah. I think, now, yeah.
Really? That's amazing. You guys have had it going on for quite a while.
We're just doing it for us at this point.
Really?
And our uncle.
And your uncle.
We have an uncle that really enjoys
Right, who you talk about quite a bit. Yeah, sounds like a great guy.
And he's been on the show quite a few times.
Yeah.
I imagine every time he downloads and listens to a new episode, both of his thumbs are up, even if he's, even if he's driving.
He's driving with his knees. The safest way to drive, really.
PD and I made a point before we got here, like, let's not go into family. But if you're going
to
ask...
Was that while you were trying to park the parallel park the car?
We had a lot of time to talk.
I'm glad at least that I didn't, like, actually make the move of stepping out of the passenger seat and guiding him in.
Well, then you actually finally, once you did just get to a spot where you could... Like, you know, it looked kosher. Yeah, you actually backed up a little bit, and so it was like you took up 2 spots with 1 car.
I don't know what.
I'm
a terrible partner.
You're a dick. When you guys leave here, will you please just go incognito? Make sure nobody in the neighborhood sees where you came from. Yeah,
I will wipe the blue paint off that white car.
I knew I brought fake mustaches for a reason.
Right, right. We have a couple wigs you can borrow on your way out. Too.
But if I can further answer your question.
Right. Yeah, let's get back on topic here.
Senator, one of those tables that we're sitting at.
As far as talking about family, it didn't start that way. When PJ and I first began, we were telling you, again before the show started, that... we found that structure doesn't really work for us. Like, even saying, welcome to Planned Brotherhood.
It was always a fight over, you have to say it. No, you have to say it.
It just...
Right, right.
It wasn't in our wheelhouse.
I don't want to do it.
And we had, segments, I think, the first few. I would never go back and listen to those again. Right. And I recommend our potential listeners to do the same. eventually we realized, the reason we started this, like PJ said, is because we want... to have the conversations that we would normally have.
Right, right.
But make it available for other people. And so that quickly turned into really, really personal stuff. And it's not always that way, like I said. But I don't mean to scare people off. And since the podcast, we've become closer with my uncle, which is good. But
yeah.
Then there are also some people that aren't so fond of...
We come from an exceptionally... sort of crazy family and even kind of crazy upbringing
in a cute sitcom-y way.
No, right, no. Right. With the religion we are brought up in, I think overall extended family, if you ignore fanatical religious views, pretty good family. We were in kind of the worst. Our parents, our mom was the worst of all of her siblings and my dad is the worst of all of his siblings.
The worst how? What do you mean?
I mean like...
Ugliest for sure.
Ugliest. Most overweight. They were just bad for each other. Like I know that everyone's a little jealous when they go visit their cousins and, oh, you know, he's my uncle, but I wish he was my dad. No, not everyone. That's just my weird thing.
Right, right.
I don't know. Our parents were just very unhappy. They were super unhappy with each other. My dad hated my mom's family. My mom hated his family. We grew up in a very shit-talky house. And then,
but still, I mean, you guys were raised, what, like Jehovah's Witnesses? Yeah. Right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So they talk shit about each other?
Oh, well, my parents are the
are
worst.
Are they allowed?
What yeah, the are Bible they allowed to do that?
My parents are
what
not...
is it? What would Jehovah think?
I still ask myself that every day.
Yeah.
I look at my bracelet and that's not...
yeah, exactly. What would Jehovah do?
They were in that religion basically so they didn't have to buy us Christmas presents. That was basically the whole thing.
That's what it's boiled down to. Yeah.
Wait a minute. How does
Halloween
that...
costumes right out the window.
I don't like Jehovah's Witnesses as a whole, but I will say don't look at my parents and think that that's what a Jehovah's Witness is.
Right.
They were
right.
bad.
They're good Jehovah's Witnesses out there. So
questionable. But yeah. there are some
we'll leave that open-ended.
There are some who do what that religion tells them to do. Our parents did.
And believe it, and
yeah.
they'll die happy thinking they're going to be resurrected.
Yeah. But yeah, so we grew up in a shit-talky house, but our parents don't have humor. Nick and I fancy each other pretty funny, so we were like...
We make each other laugh.
Yeah, and we made our friends laugh talking.
And that is all, Tim.
you know, we've talked about our family and interested people, so we're like, oh, fuck it.
Let's see if this sticks.
Interesting and, to the world at large.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, it's a great podcast.
Thank you again.
Yeah.
It's like if you sneeze, I have to say thank you in the same way I would have to say bless you.
Gesundheit. We're going to go to our first musical break here, and then we're going to come back and talk to you guys a little bit more about...
I feel like we should have ended on a joke, though. PJ,
okay, well,
I'm
think of
it to you.
A guy walks into a bar,
and
you go.
Oh, are we playing telephone now?
Okay, a guy walks into a bar, orders a lemon drop. Nick?
Punchline.
Hey, Nick, are you glad that you interrupted Aaron from taking a break?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Bring it back.
Bring it
go
back
to break. Go to break.
Home
go
alone, break. Bitches. All right, we're going to hear Pavement, Cut Your Hair. We'll be back in a bit.
Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. Do you think it's going to make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut.
And that's a pretty nice haircut. Torture like a puzzle. Hitman wearing muzzle.
We are back with the Planned Brotherhood dudes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want to change the name? Do you want to change the name of the podcast?
Let's change it right now.
Planned Brotherhood dudes.
The Planned Brotherhood dudes. Yeah.
Planned Brotherhood.
I think we should call ourselves the Allers family and play that old answering machine message that we used to have. Remember that?
We literally crowded around as a family.
oh God, one of those.
And sang the Addams Family theme song, but replaced it with Allers, which is our last name, for those that don't know.
Oh, we're not here to take your call, the Allers Family.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah,
I didn't know how to snap yet, so.
It claps. Terrible.
Absolutely horrible. So, when we left to go to our first musical break, we were quoting Home Alone. We were also trying to come up with a joke. Did you guys come up with a joke yet? Or
no?
No. Okay.
I lost sight of that.
We won't go to that then. Maybe I'll just cut that part out.
I put that whole joke in my rear view.
That was a good joke. That was a good joke.
Was that a reference to The Town?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard that line. Is it going to be the next How Do You Like Them Apples? Is that where that's headed?
Yeah, the next.
The Zeitgeist.
Once a decade.
This is really movie-centric. We tried to not let that happen either.
Right. So, like I was saying, when we left the show, we were kind of talking a little bit about your guys' podcast and what you guys talk about and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
the Allers family.
The Allers. Ding, 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 ding.
You're so willing to play along. I love
it. Oh, yeah. What the fuck else am I going to do?
Yeah, you're trapped now.
Yeah, pretty much. You guys painted me into a corner. So, speaking of the name of your show.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Planned Brotherhood, mm-hmm. Right? When I started listening, I had noticed that you guys now have a disclaimer mm-hmm. before you start every show.
Right.
Saying that you're not affiliated at all with Planned Parenthood.
Don't say that name in my house. yeah.
And there's a little bit of an interesting story that goes along with that. So why don't you divulge some information here, if you can, I guess.
We talked about it openly enough on our own show. Yeah. And it's been about a year, so I assume we're okay.
Things have blown over a little bit.
But yeah, I think it was almost exactly a year into the show, and then we were contacted. Wasn't it something as lame as Facebook?
Facebook message from a Facebook fan.
Supposed fan. She just became a Facebook fan to further investigate our show and mm-hmm. how it's tarnishing the Planned Parenthood name, essentially, is what the first email said. But at the time, we were kind of aping, well, we were exactly aping mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood's logo for our iTunes logo. Yeah. And so that's what they originally objected to. But then this girl started listening to the show. And once we were first contacted, we couldn't help ourselves and started reading the emails on the show. Mm-hmm. The C word may have come into the picture. I don't really remember.
We weren't happy with this girl. She was sending very lame emails to us about how someone could listen to our show and think that us talking about being Jehovah's Witnesses, they would think that this was an official Planned Parenthood podcast.
That's logical. That is logical.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Jehovah's Witnesses do believe in Plan B, the oral contraceptive.
You know, they won't ever get an abortion or anything like that.
I don't know if
Planned Parenthood is happy or sad about that. I'm not really familiar with them, to be honest. I don't wear condoms, is what I'm saying.
they're free there. Fill your pockets.
Yeah, and your child is a testament to that. Yeah,
exactly. My 19 children. So I wrote her back, and I was just... I said a lot of things paraphrased as, you know, your bitchy attitude isn't what I need in my life. We're not going to hurt Planned Parenthood. Don't worry. We have 5 listeners.
And so this is just fueling her anger every step of the way.
Right.
That's
right.
When she started listening and then made direct reference to the episode where we dragged her name through the mud. Although we didn't actually say her name.
Some lawyer wrote us a cease and desist letter.
Yeah.
And then that's that's
when my heart stopped.
That's when we decided... We'll change the logo. We'll put this disclaimer at the beginning.
Because I have a friend who's a paralegal, and she assured us that the only thing they could technically sue us over was the fact that we were, you know, using that logo.
Using the logo. Yeah.
So
But
they were demanding that we not only change the name of our show, which we'd been doing for well over a year at that point, but also every reference to our own title within the episodes, we had to go back and take those out.
Including those awkward 2 episodes where we said, welcome to Planned Parenthood. Planned Brotherhood.
You're going to get us sued again. It blew over. My paralegal friend helped us out, and we basically...
She's legally paralyzed.
She's in a rascal. She drives a rascal around. Yeah.
And it's also handy that she can hit people with her cane. I guess that's the long and short of it. Mostly long.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a cease and desist letter, which I think we decided at the time might not even, we were convinced that maybe this girl even wrote it herself.
Right.
We decided for ourselves to change the logo. Mm-hmm. We decided for ourselves to put this disclaimer at the beginning. The disclaimer was like, there could be a lot of funny there.
Yeah.
Right.
And occasionally there is.
Yeah.
And since we don't do an official welcome to the show type thing, something you can count on other than the theme song, which changes constantly anyway.
We're sticking with Happy Town.
Something you can count on for every single episode.
Yeah.
We wrote them and we told them, we'll do these things, and now...
Stop talking to us.
Yeah, I think we used a word like we almost pseudo-threatened them back. Like, hopefully this harassment will start. Like, we get you for harassment at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they never... They made demands, which was, you know, change the... We never followed any of their demands.
We came up with our own...
with our own terms. Yeah. Just to like, we'll make a compromise. But we obviously didn't change the name of our show, didn't pull anything down.
Right, right.
We are not unfamiliar with lawsuits. Do you want to get into the stepmom thing?
Yeah, please. Let's segue into the actual lawsuit that
And then I want to make a joke here. About the guy, the co-founder of Segways that died.
That died on a Segway.
PJ had not heard that before today.
No, but did you know what the Segway was? It was like the new like prototype for the off-road Segway.
Oh.
That's what he was testing out?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew nothing about this.
Wow.
Yeah. It had like off-road wheels on it and everything.
There were a lot of Twitter jokes that day in my head that didn't quite form.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It was oversaturated at that point anyway.
Yeah, look up how to spell Segway. It's A. That's my first hurdle.
Well, he was doing what he loved, though. You know? Because he wasn't the inventor of Segway. He bought the company.
He bought it. Yeah, that's right. So he was unfamiliar with the product.
Right. He was like, no, lean back.
He didn't know where the gas level was.
I watched Ellen DeGeneres on her talk show beef it on a Segway one time.
Really?
Yeah.
She just fell off or what?
Yeah. It made for some good YouTube fodder.
Oh, my God.
There were some Twitter jokes. Wow.
The poor Segway. Ever since Arrested Development came out, that thing just has not done very well.
They really made it funnier than it already was.
Right. Although, I will say, when we were on a road trip, we were in San Francisco. Yeah. There was a whole fucking shitload of people, literally a group, a stampede, if you will, of Segways that were coming down the street.
Makes no sense.
Right.
I also just came back from San Francisco, and my wife and I were pointing and laughing at the same thing.
Yeah, you saw them too. Yeah, it was like a whole group, and they're all wearing like
a million signs advertising the Segway tour.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just like everybody's wearing these like reflective vests and everything like that.
I really want to go uphill Lombard Street.
Right, right.
That's some San Francisco humor. Shout out,
Crooked Street.
At least we steered away from Vern Funk for a minute.
I drove down Lombard, did you?
We did not. We actually walked up to it, which was hellacious hike.
You were that asshole that I was honking at.
Yeah, to get out of
down.
The fucking street.
They stand right in the fucking middle of the street. They don't. It's a crooked street. It's still a street, people.
Yeah.
You can't stand in the middle of it.
Yeah. No, I actually said that to Mairead, too, while we were there, because everybody was in. You know, we finally got up to it, and there's all these people just crowding the intersection. Like, you know, from every country imaginable. And everybody's, you know, taking pictures and everything like that. And I'm standing there on the sidewalk and I'm going, Mairead, let's distance ourselves from this group. I do not want to be part of this group like blocking traffic. Because literally there was like a line of like 15 cars that are trying to come down Crooked Street.
Yeah.
And connects up to Lombard.
But you know what, though? At the same time, the people driving down that street, no locals are driving down that street.
Well, the people live on that. They've got driveways and garages and stuff. And that's what I said to Mairead, too. Is like, could you imagine living on this street?
My wife is like, those places must cost like $1 million.
Actually, they only cost like $20,000 because nobody wants to fucking live there.
Who would want
to
live there? Who would want these people outside their house constantly? What is so great about that?
You can't fucking give away one of those houses right there.
That guy who I loaned a cigarette to, like, walked into his apartment on Lombard Street.
You
like,
loaned it to him?
Never mind.
He never gave it back. I'm really pissed.
He can't afford cigarettes,
still kind of
but
pissed
he can afford
off.
To live on Lombard.
Right, right.
If you're a stranger, don't ask me to borrow a cigarette. You're using the word incorrectly.
Quit offering to pay me for a cigarette. That's what I hate.
Right, you'll pay them to take one away from you because it's like, okay, I just bought myself 2 minutes of life back.
I don't have to hear about why you don't have any cigarettes right now. I don't need 50 cents for a cigarette. The biggest inconvenience other than giving away cigarettes is having to go buy them. Like, I'm trying to hang on to my cigarettes to postpone my trip to the store to buy cigarettes.
Well, now with the Washington State tax... The newer, you know, the more taxed it is, you can probably charge upwards of like $250 now.
Yeah, and totally be being reasonable.
Oh yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
totally. Sure.
That's a good way to go.
Cigarettes here are ludicrous.
Yeah. You mean Seattle specifically?
I mean rap.
Actually, he's talking about hip hop.
He often does.
Yes, yeah. I pay $7.50 a pack where I live. It's more like $9.50 here.
Yeah, it gets
Seattle's a little pricey. So what the hell were we talking about? Oh yeah, the lawsuit.
Oh yeah, our stepmom.
This is the second lawsuit for those.
Second lawsuit. A second lawsuit for Planned Brotherhood.
Second lawsuit that never actually happened, and this one could still be potentially happening. But it's been 3 months now. Anyway, yeah. So our stepmom, who's been married to our dad since I was 18.
2000.
Okay. We've never had a good relationship with her. My dad essentially abandoned us, the house and us.
You're going to replace essentially with literally. That's step one in the story.
Yeah, he ditched us.
So it wasn't like Home Alone, like they just forgot you there while they went on a European vacation.
They tried to forget. We went through a whole thing where our dad, our mom left, and then our dad was desperate to find love on the internet and had some, some failures. And then
let's talk about one of those failures real quick. He got rooked by that woman from Kansas.
Yeah, he met a lady who wanted to come visit him, and he couldn't buy her a plane ticket because she had some way to where, like, if he just send me the cash and I'll buy plane ticket, and then changed her AOL account.
So earlier, I mean, you guys said earlier in the show that it wasn't like a sitcom, but if your life had a laugh track to it, do you think it'd be funny? Because I'm looking at it with a laugh track right now because I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah,
and it sounds kind of funny. I'm sorry.
I think it was more like Dexter. There's moments of funny.
But then there's just shit tons of blood.
Mostly you don't want your kids to watch it.
There's a ton of blood and murder.
Yeah, it was bad. You know, without getting too deep, and that's and not...
Come to our show for that.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's boring to get too deep is... We weren't raised how to parallel park, you know. We weren't raised for anything, and then just one day.
How old before you knew how to and successfully wrote your first check?
After I didn't live with mom and dad anymore, but they just kind of bailed. So my dad bailed to marry this lady.
And who he didn't know, he'd met off the internet. This is 1998 internet, so it's way more sketchy,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, it was 2000. They got married like 3 months after they met online. So it was the year 2000. And so she's always hated. She just never wanted anything to do with us or anything like that.
Because it's a reminder of my dad's previous life, and he doesn't. Like, literally...
Is your dad no longer a Jehovah's Witness?
No.
They left before we did, really. Yeah. Both of my parents.
Oh, really?
We were Jehovah's Witnesses.
We were holding on for some reason.
It's
all I have.
I mean, our Uncle Tracy, who's been on our show, and, you know, I'm sure will be your biggest fan after this, is... he
hey,
has
Uncle
stories...
Tracy. Uncle Tracy,
what's
hi,
that?
How
are
you doing?
That was very sweet of you.
He received a cooler from our dad that was full of our pictures. My dad wasn't allowed to have pictures of us or anything.
What?
Like that.
He tried to keep that thing a secret, but we busted open the cooler as soon as dad left, and it was every childhood picture of us and our sister. We also have a sister that kind of plays into this. She's developmentally disabled and was born 12 years after me.
She's not funny is what we're saying.
She's not been a guest on our show for a
reason.
She's
not worth our time.
That's terrible.
So I know. My our dad knew about this podcast for a long time.
Right.
And was hiding it from his wife because we never used her name, but I guess we did occasionally.
But
from the beginning, we've been doing it for 2 years now. I think it was episode 9 that we really laid into her. Our code name for her is Neckfurters, and that was the name of the episode. That's the only reason I remember. But, and my dad was curious. He didn't know what a podcast was, of course. I drew him a diagram. And then eventually he found it and heard that one, where we were just bashing his lifestyle, his wife. But she's done some really fucked up things to us. And then, so he told me when I saw him, shortly after that he had started to listen, but he couldn't get through it. And he's like, I would never tell my wife about this. And, I said, good, you shouldn't. And then, it went that way for like a year and a half where we would occasionally bring her up and tell a shitty story about her. And it wasn't until CPS came in to take our sister away from my mom.
Oh, wow.
And then we kind of fucked my dad over because he didn't want to be responsible financially or otherwise for our sister because he demanded her.
Which is what he does.
Yeah.
kids when his children turn a certain age. Cuts out.
Wow.
This is getting really deep, I know.
Yeah,
but
this is like shit just got real.
I'm almost at the end here.
We are over it. Don't worry about
it. Well, obviously, you're laughing about clearly, it and everything clearly. Like that.
Yeah. It's our way of coping.
Yeah.
Yeah, like once CPS came and took our sister away and my dad denied all responsibility, we were really angry at him. And he knew
so
that.
So, what do you think that week's show was about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we were his support system because he hates his fucking wife. And every time he did have an opportunity to hang out with us for just a few hours, he would complain about that marriage.
So is he still married to this woman?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. That's how this ends.
And he still just does not like her very much.
He cannot be single. He hated our mother.
There's a reason he married some woman off the internet so quickly after my mom and dad's divorce.
Yeah.
Just has to be married.
But he was pissed at us for the CPS thing, and that's when I assume he drew his wife's, McFurter's, attention to the show, and then she immediately started threatening us with lawsuits.
Right? Really?
For defamation, for slander, anti-harassment, and all this stuff.
Oh,
and
my God.
So, of course, again, we took the emails to the air and got our legion of fans to be on our side. And then we haven't heard from her, like, in 3 months, I think, was the last threat.
I mean, obviously she got a cold pasta dish at a local Olive Garden and set her anger elsewhere and threatens to sue them now.
She threatens a lot of nuisance lawsuits that she never follows through with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we gotta go. So we're having dinner with them tonight, right?
Yeah, we are on this side of the mountain.
Wait, you didn't tell them where I live, dude.
Oh, they're showing right up. I'll bet Dad knows how to parallel park, though.
Yeah, he does. While smoking.
He never taught me that.
Yeah. So okay, so that's second lawsuit. How's your sister doing now, though?
Oh, let's talk about this. I guess she's fine. She's in a foster home now, and she seems much happier.
Is she?
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
Seems skinnier and smarter. I'm happy for her.
Especially part A. That's what I care most about.
Jesus. I'm so sorry. Even your cat is judging me. Right
I know. Titus is sitting there. He's like, I'm not even looking at these guys. I'm looking over here because I just can't. I can't be associated with this.
I hardly ever get PJ to laugh this much. Never on our own show. It's skinnier.
First of all, she's not any smarter.
All right. We already implied that. You didn't have to flat out say it.
Our sister is in, having nothing to do with our dad. Our sister was living this whole time with our mom.
Right.
Who,
right.
CPS came in for a reason.
Right.
Mom went legitimately off her rocker. That's the technical medical term as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the first of her family to go into to be committed, I guess. And then our sister got taken away and is doing much better now. She's almost 18. It's unfortunate that she had to put up with this up until she was almost 18.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But she'll be able to live off of the state for until she's about 21.
21.
Yeah.
So she's got a good 3 years. And hopefully by that time she'll be in some sort of assisted living. She can work at McDonald's or whatever and have a roommate. We have high hopes for Melissa.
Good.
If she's
good.
Listening.
McDonald's roommate skinnier.
That's the order things go with, sure.
And she's here in Seattle? Or
No, she lives in Puyallup now, I guess.
Puyallup, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck to her.
Yeah.
And
look her up, super fans.
Yeah. Good luck to you guys for getting over this. Holy shit, man.
Are we over it? I don't know. We continue to talk about it at length.
I mean, you joke about it.
Yeah,
you know?
You have to. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, guys?
You kind of do. Right. Right.
We got to, I don't know how close we are to ending, but we better not end here.
There's got
to
be.
Let's move to a cheerier topic. Yeah.
Let's talk about Home Alone 2.
Almost just as funny.
Oh, man. That was the one where they threw the bricks, right? That one was funny. And Tim Curry, underrated in that movie, I think.
Cedric don't count.
Oh, that's right. Tim Curry was in there.
Yeah,
He was a hotel manager.
He was the concierge or something like that.
Yeah.
Or. Okay.
Who told Cedric not to count his tips?
By Cedric, of course, you mean the hot chick, the animal, as he's also named. Yeah.
But wait a minute, didn't Joe Pesci and the other guy? What was the other guy's name?
Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern. Did they make a comeback in number two?
Yeah, they were back. They went from being the wet bandits to the sticky bandits.
That's correct.
But yeah, they were back, and then the scene that we always loved is when Kevin is on the top of the building repeatedly throwing bricks down onto Marv's head.
Because it's so repetitive that it's so funny.
Right,
and
right.
Injuries are not that serious in Home Alone movies.
No. Bricks falling from 26-story buildings onto
repeatedly,
your head
only
gives you a small bump, apparently. Yeah.
There was a scene in the first movie that I still can't watch. It's like I'm really squeamish when it comes to movies. And there is a scene in the PG-rated original Home Alone where Marv, Daniel Stern, is coming in through the window right by the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And then his little toe accidentally cracks all those ornaments that Kevin had laid out.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
He also steps on a nail in one scene.
Yeah. Well, that's in the first one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's probably in the second one and the third one actually.
It just goes from like paint can to bricks from the first and the second.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only thing that changes. And then they add Tim Curry.
Why don't we get off Home Alone? I just got off yours.
You gotta let that go. It's never been funny.
Yeah, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at you, not with you right now.
If you come over ever, though, to my place to record for our show, we will make you laugh by having paint cans that swing in your face right when you open the door.
Actually, I won't be laughing. I'll be passed out. You guys will be laughing at me. Like, yeah. Look, he's drowning in paint.
Didn't you ever booby trap your room after?
Oh,
you
I totally. I had booby traps all over the place
after that.
Yeah, most of them did not work.
Good for you, Chris Columbus. You probably hurt a lot of kids.
Yeah.
He directed that movie.
Hurt a lot of parents.
Yes.
That's for damn sure.
This one again?
Yeah, yeah. And then sold a lot of Talk Boys.
That's true, man.
I didn't mean to laugh directly to the mic, but that was such a great pull. That was a good reference. I remember the commercials. Let's quote the commercial.
That was
you have a website. Let's post the YouTube link to that commercial.
that was Home Alone 2, right? The Talk Boy was Home Alone 2.
Yeah, that came in Home Alone 2. Yeah. I wanted one so bad I never had one.
Hi, kids. We're home early.
And wasn't that basically about a babysitter or an older sister trying to fuck behind her parents' back?
Yes.
That really sells me on the Talk Boy.
Pretty much.
That Talk Boy commercial was genius.
Yeah. But you remember, like in the movie, right, the Talk Boy was tiny. Like it fit in your hand.
Yeah.
You know, it fit in Kevin's hand, you know.
It's not tiny by 2010 terms, but.
Well, no. Yeah. No, we're not talking like the smallest cell phone that you can fit in an Altoids container.
Have you seen the newest Nano also? That thing is...
Oh, yeah, with the little screen on it?
It's almost an eyesore how small that thing is.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
Is that the new iPhone? Eyesore?
Not bad. I like that.
It makes herpes very, very popular.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I think we're still talking about Home Alone. Go on.
The Talk Boy in the movie was very small, sure. Right? Fit in the palm of your hand. But the Talk Boy that they sold was about four times as big. You remember that?
It was gigantic.
Well, no. I never. I only like drooled when we went to Toys R Us, I saw it.
Where are the
but it was gigantic. Boys? It was huge.
I gotta eBay that shit.
Yeah, it was like a VCR camcorder. I think that about does it. We brought it back to Home Alone, and we
tied a big bow on it.
Yeah, tied a big bow on something very depressing and brought it back
really
to something.
We really didn't mean for that to happen. I'm sorry.
We could have done so much better. This is not our best. But Nick, I'm mostly mad at you.
I know. I could see it in your eyes. I thought this was in the car conversation.
Don't worry, Aaron. We're going to talk. I'll come back next time.
Yeah, without Nick, please. Or Andy, whatever his name is.
Aaron, before we leave, though, I was promised a sound drop. I don't care what it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I want one.
Let's go. Come on, follow me. You stay here. Stay here. Why? Because your face looks like a vagina.
And your face looks like a vagina.
It's knocked up.
It is knocked up, isn't it? Can I hear that one again? I wasn't focusing.
Well, you can hear this one. This is something that you are not.
I'm so not a raper.
you are not a raper. Well, yeah. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
I had
a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure having you guys here, and hopefully we can get you guys back.
Absolutely.
Because I would love having you guys back. And this is what kind of like I enjoy about podcasts so much is that there's this community. Right, of imaginary radio, where
I like that term. I've never heard it before today.
Along with my format that I stole from TBTL, I also stole that phrase. So, yeah, hopefully I don't get sued from them. But
quit saying the title of the show.
Right. Well, we actually have one of the guys, Sean DeTore from TBTL, is coming on the show on the 23rd.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we're really stoked to have him.
We almost got Corey Feldman on the phone once, and then we chickened out.
Yeah. Oh, you chickened out?
I chickened out. So.
Oh, my God.
I was ready. I had some Goonies questions.
Yeah.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Damn it. That's our sound drop for whenever something goes wrong.
Whenever Corey Feldman is mentioned.
Whenever, Oh, you just did it again.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
But
if you call my dad a loony one more time.
But thank you, Allers Brothers, for coming on the show. Check out Planned Brotherhood. You can find them where?
On iTunes, search
iTunes.
It, Facebook.
More than that, yeah, we have a Facebook fan page. Also, our email address. Are we really going on to this?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, do it.
Brother of All Podcasts, plural, at gmail.com.
Love it.
And Twitter.
PlannedBrohood.com/PlannedBrohood.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at plugs. Is that about it?
That's it.
Well, you guys also are on Podcast Alley, right?
We've given up on that.
Well, we're on there.
I honestly don't care anymore.
I think everybody's given up on Podcast Alley, actually.
No, not everyone. I still get plenty an email to vote for them on Podcast
Alley. Oh, really? Okay. Well, of course, you can find us on Stitcher Radio. You can get us on Zune Marketplace. You can also tap into our RSS feed and download us on your smartphones. And please email me your requests for show ideas and everything like that at aaron@air-raid.net. And we'll try to get around to doing that, but we won't because I'm a liar. I'm a total liar. But, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And remember, next week we are going to have the Lesby Friends on the show, and we're going to go see the new Wes Craven movie in three dimensions, and we're going to give you our top five horror movies of all time.
Why couldn't I have been there for that one?
Why don't you just come back? Why don't you just come back? You can sit on the couch for that episode. All right, we're going to go out today with a little Blitzen Trapper. This is Fur. And have a great week, everybody. Thanks a lot. It turned out to be the howling of a dog. Or a wolf, to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back. But I was drawn into the pack. And before long, they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong. For my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. Wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you learn. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath a dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. Should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please. But now
my fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, and through the howling winds that blow across the ancient distant flow that fill our bodies up like water till we know. Like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on a fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you've learned.